For as long as anyone can remember, Americans have celebrated Christmas. Hi, this is Dave Zanotti with Christmas on the Public Square. The Pilgrims had their holy and simple celebrations. The colonists celebrated even in the midst of a war for independence. Abraham Lincoln took time to honor the birth of the Savior, as did the noble slaves he worked to help set free. President Roosevelt and America's great generals honored Christmas in the midst of a world war. Our nation and our elected leaders have sent Christmas cards, lit trees, sang carols, and gone to church to celebrate Christmas for as long as anyone cares to remember. The tradition of recognizing and celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ is an inescapable part of American history. So why does the ACLU and all their friends on the atheistic left so despise the public expression of Christmas joy? Because it bothers their conscience. You see, to succeed, the radical left must somehow eradicate our public memory and convince us that there's something unconstitutional, even un-American, about the public recognition or expression of a creator God. If he exists and is not silent, or people even think he exists, then it's very, very hard for the political left to sell their slogans, campaigns, and core issues. Christmas is the enemy of today's political left, as King Herod rightly understood so many years ago. That baby, born in a manger, changes everything. This is Dave Zanotti on the Public Square. Thanks for listening.